This is Quiet Fire, a program about the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln and its relevance to us today. Welcome. This is Duncan Newcomer. Here's a Lincoln quote for you. It is from his Indiana colleague and friend, Schuyler Colfax. In his Reminiscence of Lincoln, published by the North American Review in 1888, he writes, "It is precisely the same sense in which we say that the child is the father to the man. The Abraham Lincoln of the Western Prairies was the father to the President Lincoln of the White House." He is quoting from a William Wordsworth poem here. Now, to believe in some poetical way that the child is father to the man is a spiritual idea. In the material world, we know that the man is the father to the child. But in our spiritual life, whatever is timeless about us would, of course, have always been there. As we grow in time, we can receive the inspirations of our original and childlike self. Lincoln is one of those men who psychologically never loses a connection to what we would call his inner boy. He was known to be like Hans Christian Andersen in Springfield, with neighbor boys crowding around him and following him home, hoping to be lifted onto his shoulders and thereby becoming the tallest person in the world. His over-the-top indulgence of his boy's playfulness, his own endless joking, all point to his ability to be renewed from his own youthful roots. Jesus knew about the spiritual gifts of childlikeness. He knew this when he said that to receive and enter the kingdom of God, we must be like a child. He called children to come to him, saying, "Of such is the kingdom of God." As we grow older, our memories nurture us. And we can, as we will hear, look at a children's story to see something of how Lincoln experienced spiritual life, the sacred and the holy. Now, on birthdays, as we grow old, we use an odd word. We say we've turned a certain age, like I turned 80 today, or 8, or 18. So what does that verb mean? What is it that is turning? It's those wheels of time that are turning, and we turn with them. And when we go through big turns, we feel the loss of the past and the fear of the unknown. Some historians say that about every 80 years, the life of a nation takes a big turn, a turn where some crisis leaves the past behind, and what is yet to come is unknown. The Civil War was such a turning, and Lincoln said the dogmas of the quiet past are inadequate for the stormy present. As we must think anew, so we must act anew. We must disenthrall ourselves. We may now be at such a historic turning from an old normal to a new normal. When something's lost, something needs to be gained. Since the future is as yet unwritten, we can and do go back to images and ideas and larger spiritual realities we knew once upon a time. And these images and ideas form a mystic process found even in children's books. Say, for example, The Wind in the Willow, where our little animal friends, Mole and Rat, go out in the early dawn looking for the lost and missing little otter child. And there, among the awesome lights of a fading moon and a rising sun, among the quiet rushes of the shore, they hear the piper playing upon his pipes, and the great god Pan draws them to the shore, where the lost child is found. And those mystic chords of memory are reheard, refelt, renown, and we carry them in a natural piety, breathless and transfixed by beauty, by the success of the moral quest for the lost child, and by the mysterious presences of a being larger and beyond ourselves. This is the nature of spiritual life. And it is indeed the child spirit that fathered the man, President Lincoln. It is a turn we too can take and follow those piper notes to a new light shining from the very eyes of a holy friend and helper, whose mystic chords echo down through the ages. This is Duncan Newcomer, and this has been Quiet Fire, the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln.